Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier. He is joined in the studio by the show's producer, Casey Capshaw.
Do you work in an environment where people stab each other in the back? Do you or your friends frequently say you'll do things and then don't follow through? And what is the magical ingredient that has a good guy become a great man? This week, I'm talking with Brian Baer and Garrison Cohen from the Authentic Man Program. Listen as we talk about how integrity is more than just being a stand-up guy. Welcome to The New Man. Today, I'm talking with Garrison Cohen and Brian Baer of the Authentic Man Program. These guys have a new thing going on called the Empower of Integrity, whatever the hell that might mean, but find out more about it today. My relationship, just full disclosure, is that I've been trained as an AMP facilitator. I've worked side by side with these guys in courses, not only in San Francisco, but as here in Boulder as well. And I've gone through the program. I've had these guys kick my ass and even gotten a chance to swat theirs a little bit too. So I'm psyched to have you guys back on the show. Yeah, how are you guys doing?
It's great to be here on your show again. I had such a good time doing this with you before, so I'm really glad we can do this.
Totally. I had a lot of fun on our last little podcast.
What's this power of integrity? What's important about integrity as a man? What are we talking about here?
You studied our work and people who study it know, like, basically we've got three like core foundations of what we call the holarchy, which is just a structure for guys who are like, great, how do I step into being a solid badass man in my relating with women and in my life? And we start it with being present, right? Because if you're not even here, there's nothing to talk about and there's no you to even show up to have an experience with women.
Okay.
Appreciation. Embracing being a yes to your experience, and then choosing from a place of being grounded in your values. One of the best quotes about all this was like Ram Dass said, the world is perfect as it is, aka appreciation, being a yes to the moment, including my desire to change it. And the desire to change it part is what integrity is all about. It's about choosing. It's about taking action. It's about not sitting on your ass watching the world go by because everything's perfect, but actually being active and engaged, owning what you want as a man, et cetera. And so those three core elements, presence, appreciation, and integrity, together form the core of what we call being authentic.
Okay, help me understand something, because it seems like there could be a slippery slope between appreciation and integrity in the way that you described it there.
Totally.
I don't like the fact that she's being a no to me. My integrity is that I'm going to change her mind. Does it work that way?
You know what's funny about that is that in the model, the way we've got it set up, a lot of guys, they get presence, and then they want to skip appreciation and go right to integrity.
Uh-huh.
So just like you said, Trip, you know, I don't like the way she's being with me. I'm going to be a straight out, no, that's not how I want you to be with me. This is how you're going to have to be with me. And what happens is that when we skip appreciation. And it's really just a matter of getting her world, getting her universe, having an appreciation for what her experience is. And then from there, going into integrity allows a connection with a woman that is so much stronger and bolder and more powerful in a way that women actually feel a lot of trust for.
Hmm.
And that's actually the name of the latest product is in the power of integrity, inspiring her trust.
Okay. But I can also imagine, I mean, we've had lots of talks about this, but I can also imagine this is going to impact every area of my life, not just my relating with women, right? My wife or any other women in my life. Is that true?
Yeah, it's huge. It just radiates into all aspects of a man's life. And you know, what's funny is that a lot of guys come to us looking for better relationships, better connections, better experiences with women, and they get that. But what they also find is that the reason they're having better relationships and connections and experiences with women is because they're actually starting to live their entire life in presence and appreciation and integrity, and that just ripples over into the way women experience them.
How would you define integrity?
Our definition of integrity, there's three parts. One is just that, you know, the traditional term definition of integrity is that your word matches your action. I do what I say I'm going to do. I show up when I say I'm going to show up. I maintain my agreements and I live in alignment with those. The second piece, though, is more focused on purpose. Like, what do I actually give a shit about in my life? And I'm living in alignment with what I'm really committed to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about, we just say that, living in alignment with your values. Like, if what's important to me is creating art, then I'm creating art. I'm not just talking about it and not doing anything about it. If it's something that's important to me, I'm an uncompromising stand for that in my life. I'm dedicated to that, and my actions are in alignment with what I say is important to me.
That makes me think of the guy that's out there waiting for the right time to do something, and there's this gap between what he really gives a shit about and what he's actually doing in the world. It needs to be this way, it needs to be that way. He's out of integrity.
Yeah, with himself. And this is where you talk about life purpose and all the David Data stuff about, are you living your purpose in the world, or are you holding back on your deepest gifts? Like, we would say that if you're living in integrity, then you're on purpose in your life, and you're actively continuing to excavate or dig into what's true for me. What do I actually care about? And how is my life a reflection of that?
Mm-hmm.
All the way down to the clothing choices that I make, what I wear, what I drive, if I even drive at all, what kind of food I eat, how I relate to people, what kind of people I allow into my life.
Why did I bother going to this college? Why did I bother marrying this woman? Why did I bother getting that job? There's a lot of guys that are on autopilot, like cultural, you know, here are these cultural expectations, just go connect these dots, and they're waking up one day and going, what the fuck is my life about?
Totally.
You know, it seems like a lot of work. It would seem like a lot of work to some guys. Like, why do I want to go through the effort and the energy to actually consider all of these things? And is that what I really want? Is that really me? And what a lot of guys are missing out on and not realizing is the quality of life that comes from consistently choosing, this is the kind of relationship I want. This is how I want to design my life on all levels. That's a huge part of integrity. And not only is it making a huge difference in their relationships with women, but it makes a huge difference in their relationships overall, all throughout their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
When people really get, wow, this guy really knows what he wants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I use an exercise when I'm coaching guys. I want you to write your eulogy. What are we going to celebrate about you? What are we going to like? And then, you know, later on when we're kind of talking under our breath, what are we going to be disappointed about you? And like, you know, the guy held back here. He could have been so much more there. I'm disappointed he didn't do more of that for himself. It's not for me. It's for himself. And it helps him get in contact with, what am I waiting on? One, and what is it that I really want to be doing?
I mean, when we came up with this and the holarchy, Decker and I, we locked ourselves in my room and just like cranked on this for about 8 months. And we pulled out quotes from things that we felt really, really crystallize that. When you talked about Eulogy, one of Decker's favorite movies is Dead Poets Society. And he talks about how there's a quote in there where he says, you know, the play of life goes on and you get to contribute a verse. What's your verse going to be? What will your verse be? And when you talked about writing a eulogy, like this is, integrity is about what is the verse that you're going to bring to the world.
Now, instead of this kind of guesswork out there, oh, what is it about this guy that, man, that guy's just cool as shit. I'm inspired by this guy. We actually have a program here that guides people, guides men and some women, but guides men through this process of finding out what's more inspiring to them. What does it actually mean for them to live from this place? And the impact is that I have a more satisfying life and satisfying relationships. Is that what you guys are offering?
It actually made me think about something that I offer this distinction to some of the guys who are in our course, that you're like, yeah, this is a good guy. Like, what are the components that build that? And it made me think about, there's some guys who come through AMP and the weekend courses, and they rock it pretty hard. Like, they're present, they're in appreciation. You can tell they're a solid guy. They're going to do what they say they're going to do, but there's just like an element of nice about them. That it's like, okay, you're a nice guy, you're a good guy, you're a good man, but you're not a great man. And what I mean by that, I think Data, he wrote an essay about Ken Wilber, about how Ken Wilber is a fraud. You can look it up, but did you read that one?
Yeah, I've read that.
Okay. So anyway, but he basically says, you know, he's a nice guy, he's a good man, he's made brilliant contributions, but the unapologetic, ruthless, open-hearted, badass motherfucker, like the guy stepping into being a man who will stand in the face of people not liking him in order to honor what's true for him, like the Martin Luther Kings and the Gandhis and the, you know, like the Tyler Durdens of the world, like the guy from Fight Club, where he's just like, where there's an unapologetic, this is what I give a shit about. And you can kill me, you can do whatever you want, but I'm standing for what's important to me. And I'm probably going to piss people off, and that's okay. I'm more committed to what I care about than I am about people liking me. Mm. I think that's one of the coolest things about integrity, like just the unapologetic stepping into your greatness as a man fully and completely. And I do think that integrity is the key piece, that linchpin piece that goes from being, hey, he's a good guy, to being like, this guy's a fucking man and I would go into battle with him. And I would.
Yeah. You know where that transition is my experience of really starting to get integrity was that, you know, in all my relationships, it was like, hey, I show up on time. I do what I say I'm going to do. I'm responsible and accountable. And I thought to myself for a long time, I'm an integrity. And then as I started to really get integrity, I started to realize, well, if I'm really an integrity, how come I'm feeling this way and I'm not saying it? How come this is really what I want here and I'm not expressing it? How come I'm angry or disappointed or turned on right now and I'm not sharing it? And I started to get, there was this whole other level of integrity that was really vulnerable. And when I started to just step into that and really own, you know what, here's what's true for me. Here's what I'm feeling. Here's what I want. That's when I started to get a transition into a much more powerful way of being that has totally just rocketed my relationships, both with men and women in my life.
I'm glad you brought that point up, because when I did the eulogy exercise, what I kind of, you know, and amongst other challenges that I've had in my life, it's come down to the fact that when I'm in the box and I'm dead, I want to be fully expressed. No gas left in the fucking tank. I don't want to hold anything back with you, Brian. I don't want to hold anything back with you, Garrison. And it's an edge to do that. It's an edge to live from that place.
Yeah.
And if I'm out there listening, I can just imagine like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to be rude, or I don't want to be a self-righteous dick, or any of those things. There's this slippery slope that I might get on where I alienate people in my life. Is that bullshit or is that a concern?
You know, I'm really glad you said that as well, because that is most people's concerns. I can't express my truth because people will hate me, or I'm going to hurt people or make people upset or mad. And what most people never learn are the foundations that go before that. First of all, being present to myself, being present to another person, and then appreciation. having appreciation for my experience, having appreciation for their experience, and from there, bringing integrity and speaking the truth. Mm. Because when I can appreciate you, like if I'm pissed off at you, Trip, but I still fucking appreciate you, it's a completely different expression. And I can share that while still holding on to, you know what, I have an appreciation for you. I feel good about you. I like you. And this is what I'm feeling.
And it's actually because the underlying interest is that I want to continue being in a relationship with you. I want to continue moving forward. And if I'm holding this back, which I might hold it back because I'm scared to lose that relationship, you see what I mean? It's kind of a catch 22.
You're already screwing yourself. You're screwed. And I think one of the coolest places that I see that I don't see hardly anywhere else is even in our working relationships, like between me and Decker and Garrison and Paul, like we're kind of the core of AMP. And I mean, we're working with each other day to day, you know, often hour to hour. And all kinds of shit comes up with us, all kinds of clearing, mostly with Garrison. So we have stuff to clear all the time, Garrison and I. Maybe you could speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of amazing, you know, my job that I get to not only help put the stuff out into the world, but I have to live it. Because there's no way I'd be able to like continue to do what I do. And, you know, Brian and Decker, they're brilliant creators and manifestors and starters. And then when it comes around to things like, you know, those little things like consistency and attention to detail, there's not as much. So for me, you know, and that's my whole job is really pulling it all together. Sometimes it feels like hiring monkeys to herd cats. So there's a lot of things to clear up. There are times when I get triggered and I get upset, and you know, what I've really learned to do is just really speak the moment and say, all right, you know what, here's where I'm feeling pissed off right now. Here's where I'm frustrated with you. And again, all from a place of frustration, but from appreciation, from being present. And it's really been amazing. You know, I've really been impressed. I used to think, oh no, I can't talk about these things. It's just going to mess it up. And the truth is, it messes it up more to not talk about it and to hold on to those things and let them build up. And we've created kind of a work culture where we can just bring it all before we start our meetings. Every time we have a business meeting, we start off with clearings. If there's anything to clear out of the space, and then we can just be really present and keep moving forward and doing great work.
Let's take a step back, because this show goes out to a lot of guys that have very little experience what this is, you know, these ideas of clearings and that kind of stuff. Let's actually get like help them identify where there's an opportunity to be in greater integrity in their relationships in the workplace, because they may be just so used. This is just the way it is. This is just the way it is. And they may not even recognize that there's an opportunity to take it a step further. So what are some of the things that you see in the workplace, maybe not so much at AMP, but with your clients or with the guys that are coming through the program, that you're like, it's a whole new world for them when they see what's possible?
This is what we talk about, like withholds, where there's a withheld communication. Like there's something that when I look at you, I see this thing that I haven't told you yet instead of seeing you. So every time, for example, I look at Garrison and I see this thing where Garrison said he was going to do something and he didn't, or where he cock blocked me when we were out, you know, or something like that.
And that happens a lot.
Huh?
Does that happen a lot?
Oh yeah.
Oh, come on.
No, but it's just like where there's something that's in between us being totally clear and ready to move forward. And a lot of times, especially I think in corporate culture, we stuff that, and there's not a space for people to just put out their emotional truth. And while on one hand, you know, there's a balance between getting results and nurturing the relationship, you know, like it's not like we can be processing all day. Like, well, when you said that, I felt this. Well, when you said that, now that you said that, I notice I'm feeling this. Right. When you know, that can go on forever. But so you need to develop a level of facility with this. And it takes some practice, but you know, eventually, you know, we surface the charge. we allow that charge to be cleared, and then we check in, like, what are we both really committed to? Like, are you committed to doing what you say you're going to do? Okay, great. Well, let's set up some agreements around. How about next time you're late for a meeting, it's $20. You know, we've got commitments like that, and I've paid Garrison more than I care to mention because I'm fucking late for meetings sometimes, or, you know, I forget my laptop and I have to go back, like that kind of stuff. But you know what? It's like, I'm committed to cleaning it up. And that's where I think a lot of people just think they have to deal with breakdowns. And, and it's like, you know, when there's broken integrity and then there's nothing to be done about it, it's like, you just get pissed and frustrated. But like, I, for example, with us, I have an agreement, like if I miss a commitment, it's $20. Actually, if I'm late for a meeting, it's $50. And that goes for all of us. We all have agreed to that just in service of keeping a tight ship. And it's a way of like, it's not like a punishment, but it's a way of like putting energy back in the container. Like if something is out of alignment with what we say happens, we, you know, there's kind of a letdown on the team. So by paying into that, we've established a way of like pumping energy back into it. So we're both, and as a demonstration, like, no, I am committed to doing what I say I'm going to do. And I'm going to put money where my mouth is on that. I'm not just saying, sorry, I'm cleaning it up and I'm recommitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
So I would say even just instigating that into a culture as much as you could. And a lot of people don't have choice on that. You know, guys listening here will be like, yeah, I'm in corporate America right now. And people talk behind each other's backs and they're not forthright and upfront about what's not working for them. And, you know, they undermine each other, you know, in terms of career advancement and that kind of thing. And so there's not a lot of forthrightness and transparency and honesty. And those, or there's not a lot of integrity in terms of commitments and getting things done. And having a culture where it's, where those, where it's welcome to share those, where there's upset, to clear it, to move forward. I think we start by just holding ourselves to that standard.
Yeah. It's not about, let's go into this big emotional process. Well, what was going on for you and what was going on for you? It's like, we're interested in getting the best results here, and we're interested in having the clearest channels, so the communication is open so we can get the most done together. So are you on board? Yeah, I'm on board. Well, let's clear this shit up so we can kick some ass. I think that's kind of what you're saying, right?
Totally.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And does the DVD talk about how to do this, or where does the DVD come in?
The DVD, basically, it's focused on a lot of things. You know, like I mentioned at the beginning of the conversation, you know, it's focused on men's relationship with women and how you can actually learn a high level of integrity through your relating with women that radiates into all parts of your life. And so what we do is we break down some very specific exercises and experiences and let guys see where women can just absolutely see right into us in the places where we're not in integrity with our desires, with the places where we feel held back, with places where we're not expressing what it is that we really want. And through that process, guys start to really get, oh, wow. You know, even if you're watching it on video, you can see through these other guys' breakthroughs and experience, yeah, I'm like that. I hold back there. Or you're right, I don't push myself forward there.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps guys start to see not only where they do that with women, but where that shows up in all parts of their lives.
Great. Let's start. What are some of the common sticking points for a guy when it comes to integrity when he's interacting with a woman?
Well, I would say one of the best ones that I see time and again is where guys don't own their attraction. They're like, man, I want this girl. I would totally love to take her home. They may even be internally fantasizing, but on the outside, they're like, so what's your name? Where'd you go to school? And it's like this superficial conversation that has no charge, no attraction, or no polarity there, because it's not okay for him to acknowledge what's true for him. It's not okay for him to be forthright about his attraction. So he hides it and suppresses it, and it comes out weird. It's like, why is this guy talking to me and asking me all these questions that he doesn't really care about? He is he just curious? Is this a survey, or is there something that is he interested in me? And when guys are more forthright, it doesn't mean like I'm attracted to you and I'm fantasizing, you know, taking you home right now. Although that might be how it expresses itself. It might be like, well, I think you're fucking hot. And when you turned around just now, I got really turned on. Like it might express itself in that way, but it also expresses itself in just the way he looks at her. Like does he give himself permission to own, you know what? I want this woman. I'm really attracted. And I don't know if I want a relationship with her, for example. Maybe I just want a physical relationship at this point. Mm. And is that okay? Mm. Like, do I have permission to just want that?
That sounds like a pretty familiar story to me. I should probably share that one.
I got one, too. Go ahead.
See, this is always my favorite part of the conversation when it comes into, like, okay, so now tell us the stories. This is one that I actually wrote a newsletter about, where I was off at a party and I'd met this woman and we had a good vibe and a good connection, and I was attracted to her, I was turned on to her, I was clear, like, yeah, I'd love to have sex with her. And so I'm going through this process of, like, you know, connecting with her, and I start to notice, you know, she's throwing out little things like, gosh, I hope you don't have a girlfriend, or, you know, I've got a daughter, sometimes it turns men off. And I started to realize, okay, it seems like she really wants something that's deeper or more meaningful, or a relationship that might go on. And I really had to ask myself, well, what is it that I really want here? And in the past, I would have probably gone in the direction where I would have just sort of plowed forward and gone in to get what I want, and then felt all stuck because I didn't really want to be in a relationship but didn't know how to get out of it. Or I would have gone the complete other way and said, oh, I just don't want to deal with this at all. So, you know what, I'm just not even going to go there. And neither of us would have really gotten what we had wanted. She was attracted to me, I was attracted to her. Why did it have to end? And so I had this huge epiphany. Hey, how about I just speak the truth? Because I'm clear. You know, as I go through my little checklist of, am I present with her? Absolutely. We're totally present with each other. Am I appreciating her? Yeah, I'm totally enjoying her. So integrity, what's the next step? And so really straight out, I remember saying to her, listen, I'm clear that I'm attracted to you, and I definitely want to play more with you. And I'm probably not the kind of guy who's going to stick around for a very long time. But if you want to have an experience with me where you just feel ravished and taken care of and have a wild, sexy, fun time, then that's definitely something I would want to share with you. Mm-hmm. And I remember her just standing there for a moment, looking at me, checking me out, long pause, and finally she goes, I can do that. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, cool. So it was all of a sudden this whole new relationship was just born through me speaking the truth and her saying, well, that truth feels good to me. Mm-hmm. And it was a really amazing experience. That was when it really started to click in for me about, wow, you know, this is awesome. And this applies to everywhere else in my life. This isn't just with women. This isn't just with relationships. This is my relationships with men. This is in my work environment, all my relationships. Mm. And it was a huge shift for me when I finally really got that.
Yeah, I could totally relate. I'd love to tell a story about what happened to me when I went through the AMP course. I'm married. I go to the AMP course, and one of the women that is there, I noticed that on breaks, I'm avoiding her. I can be present with every other person in the room, and then there's this one girl that I'm like, oh my God, here she comes. And I'm like, I can't be with the sensations in my body, can't be with the attraction that I'm feeling for this person. And then all these judgments are coming in on me. Oh, if I'm attracted to her, that means I'm bad to my wife. All of this like stuff. And when I did try to have interactions with her, it was like, so you like wearing those shoes? You know, it was like,
it was, you like stuff?
Do you like windows? You know, I mean, it was so fucking painful, and I couldn't take it anymore. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to talk to her about it. I'm just going to be with what is. And I approached her and I said, look, I've got to tell you, I have this huge amount of attraction for you. And I don't know what to do about it. Like, I feel like I have to know something, but I just need to talk to you and just express it, because it's so in the way I can't see you. It's like that withhold you were talking about earlier, Brian.
Right.
And from that point, relating to her and relating with her was effortless. It was effortless. And we just talked and nothing sexual happened or anything. We just laughed about it. It was like, it just became... what was a monster before became this tiny little thing in the room that we could both actually look at and play with and examine and just explore together. So I fly home and now how am I going to be with my wife? Right. I feel newly empowered because I stepped into my integrity with what was true for me in that moment. And now I've got to be that way with my own wife. And I share the story with her and she's a little like, cocking one eye and everything. And I'm just straight up. I'm like, I had the hots for this amazing woman and I'm confused about it. And here's what's going on with me around this. And she just so appreciated me. Came out of left field. I thought we were going to have this fight and she was going to be upset and I was going to sleep on the couch and all this kind of shit. And she, long story short, she really felt me and saw me and appreciated me. And our relationship deepened exponentially. And she was like, I want that for you. I want you to be able to feel that and not clamp it down. She's like, I notice when you do that in public anyway. I notice when you have the hots for somebody and you clamp it off, you're not serving me. Uh-huh. I know you're being full of shit in that point. Now, that doesn't mean I want you to run over there and hump her leg, but there's some skill involved with that. But just being learning how to be right with something and just be with what is and own it. Is that what we're talking about here?
Hell fucking yes. That's exactly it. Mm. Yeah.
That's the great thing about it. A lot of guys have a vision of, this is the kind of woman that I want to be with. And yet, the question is, when they look at themselves, am I the kind of man that would attract that kind of woman? And so the way it really works to bring a kind of woman like that into your life is start doing the work yourself, and the more you start to become the man that would attract that kind of woman, the more it's just going to start to show up.
Yeah, I think the risk is that if I am who I am and I speak my truth, I might lose all of my friends.
Totally.
On the other end, I might gain a whole new set of friends. I might attract a whole new set of people in my life that are wanting that greater game for me. They want me to be playing that bigger game.
You have to be willing to put the whole fucking thing on the line for it to evolve to the next level. Like, it's got to be, like, there were times when I was like, well, this could be the end of the relationship when I tell her this. And it's more important to me to be true to myself, to honor my own integrity and what's important to me, than it is to try and preserve what's been in order to make it right. I mean, and that takes some wisdom. It's not like, I'm attracted to this girl and I want to go out with her, and if you don't like it, then we're over. Like, and just some passing attraction. Like, you have to be in touch with yourself. That's why we emphasize presence first. But there are times when I was like, well, this could be the end. And every time, those were the points where everything deepened and somehow a door opened in where it looked like there was a brick wall. And I found time and again that the times when I'm most terrified, it's at the point where I'm like, oh yeah, this is the part where we're either going to deepen exponentially or we're going to break up. Just like you said, when you went back to your wife, it was like, boy, this could be a clusterfuck or else something cool could happen. And I found that really the only way to go is right into the fire and be like, you know what? I'm going to be forthright here, because at the end of the day, it's more painful to hold that back than to do anything else. Did that address your question?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the part where I get really fucking fired up, because this is the arena where guys play the bigger game. Like, when we really talk about, we give this lip service about living up to our potential and all this kind of shit, this is it. This is that arena. It's the integrity part that we're talking about that does that.
Yeah, this is where the rubber hits the road. This is where it goes out of the talk about just being present and embracing what's so, and like, all right, bitch, what you gonna do about it? You know, are you gonna push forward and put your balls on the table, or are you gonna sit back and play it safe?
And what I like about it is that you don't have to be Martin Luther King or Gandhi or one of these guys. It doesn't have to be, the Saturday night action movie star. It's what does it look like in your life to to step into that more fully. And it can feel like walking off a cliff, right? When you're getting ready to have that conversation with your woman, what's going to happen here? But totally. That's you. That's you stepping into that.
Well, usually for those conversations, I talk with my men first. I'm like, look, here's what I think is really true for me, and I'll talk it through until they're like, yeah, that does seem true. When you say that, it feels on. You know, I have conversations with my guys about that all the time, and they're relating with women. It looks like where we're trying to posture or act. Or, you know, like where we want to set boundaries with, like, hey, you know what? This way of being with you doesn't work for me. Just because you're being a yes doesn't mean you put up with or tolerate stuff that's out of alignment for you with something that your girl's doing. So this is also without integrity. If you're just being a yes, you can leave yourself open to being abused, screamed at, bitched out, nastiness, and a lot of it's just keeping each other on track and just being forthright. We're like, dude, I think you're off here, you know, supporting each other. That's how it shows up day to day for me.
I love that. Let's talk about the nice guy a little bit more. We've had a couple of conversations on the New Man podcast about the nice guy, and the nice guy, he's trying to get it right. He thinks if I can, you know, if I say yes to you and say yes to you and say yes to you, then you'll want to be with me. But at the end of the day, he's selling himself out, right? It's in this integrity realm that he's losing us. Do you guys see that a lot in the program?
Totally. That's what makes the difference between a nice guy or a good guy and a great man, is he doesn't tolerate and he's uncompromising in terms of honoring himself and what's true for him.
Nice guys don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to make waves. They don't want to upset anyone. And the opposite side of that is a guy who simply takes the risk and puts his balls out there just to own, I don't know if you're going to like this, but this is what's true. And just being with that. And whatever consequences come with that, he can deal with that because he just can trust, this is what I feel is true for me. With all the respect in the world, but this is what's true for me.
Most guys out there are just tolerating stuff. They don't even think about it. Like, oh yeah, it's the nice guy. It's when I sell myself out here. It's this and that. It's like, and that has me feeling like shit. Has me not actually trusting my woman or trusting my friends. Has me not even trusting myself. We're all letting each other slide on all of this shit. And it smells like crap, literally. Almost.
it's sneaky. It's like, well, am I okay with this? I don't know. You know, am I okay with that? She said, I don't want, you know, we've only been going out for a month. And she says, you know what? I don't want you dating other girls. And I'm like, well, is that what's true for me? I don't know. I really like her, but is that really what I want right now? I'm not sure. And so what, you know, really checking in. So we don't compromise.
You know, I think just to give the guys listening a little tidbit of how do you start that? Because, you know, as we were talking about right now, most people's relationships are just absolutely written with out of integrity things. As a matter of fact, most people's relationships are so out of integrity that it's like even the thought of like, how would I possibly bring this back into being just an absolutely clean, pristine, integrous environment? And one of the best places to start is on a really micro level. And that's what we call the level where you're just talking out of your ass. And one of the simplest, easiest, most powerful things to do, almost like adjusting the rudder of a sailboat just a little bit, noticing like by the time you're a mile out, this actually makes a big difference. You know, say a telemarketer calls you. And, you know, you talk to the telemarketer for a minute, you hang up, and you say, okay, thanks, bye, see you later. And then there's this moment of truth where it's like, wait, I'm not going to see them later. Little things like that, just start noticing where you're saying things that just aren't true. Mm-hmm. And the more you can start to speak, just in your speaking, just what's true, the more you can do that, the more it's slowly going to radiate into your life, and you're going to start to be able to notice it on bigger and bigger levels.
And I like how it starts with you, because I can imagine it's so easy for us to hone this amazing bullshit meter and just start lashing out at the world around us, but really start to notice, right? Get present with yourself, be in appreciation, and just start to notice when am I kind of bullshitting? When am I full of shit here? And just starting with that, little things here and there. And I also imagine that it's not an opportunity to then flog yourself mercilessly because you're full of shit, but just maybe bring a sense of humor about it. Be like, oh, there's that thing that I do. Wow.
Yeah, that part of me that wants to be liked and approved of and accepted.
Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, there it is. Got it. Okay.
That's a great point as well. And one of the things that we do inside of our culture, inside of literally our working culture, is we'll call ourselves out on that stuff all the time. You know, I'll say something and then realize, oh, you know what I just said? That's actually bullshit. I think I was just doing that thing that I do when I start to feel like I'm kind of being left out or something. Just calling it out on myself just brings it into my own awareness, and then I have choice over it, and I can let it go, and I can feel so much more connected to myself and the people in my life.
And so you literally say it out loud in a meeting right there, you'll say something like that?
Oh, yeah.
And Brian, what's it like? I mean, what's the impact on you when he says that? I mean, how do you feel towards him?
Usually it's relief. It's like, cause usually if I go back to them, I'm like, yeah, I felt a little tinge of something that just felt a little tight, like had me feel tight in my body. And then when he calls it out, I'm like, oh, that's what it was. Right on. Okay, good. Like, I'm glad we have an eye on that. A lot of times I'll call it out too. Like, he'll get tight about something or he'll get overly like, so you're going to do that? When you're going to do that? You know, you're like, is there something? Is there something you want to share, Garrison? Is there something you got a withhold for me? You're like, yeah, I have a concern that you're not actually going to forget about this. Hmm. And I'm like, okay, got it. Mm-hmm. So do you have a request? And you're like, yeah, I request that you actually put it in your calendar now. Hmm. I'm like, all right, cool. Rather than him getting like all chargy with me about it.
Yeah.
You know,
And you've got a choice at that time to be like, I don't want to put it in my calendar I do.
Totally. I might be like, you know what? Actually, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. It doesn't help for XYZ reason. And you know what? If I don't do it, it's $20 to you. So quit. So don't trip.
Just demonstrating that style of things just helps me so much. Just being like, how do you just cut the bullshit? You guys are like, let's cut the bullshit. Let's keep it real. Let's blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This is it. This is keeping it real.
I love how excited you get on these. I'm like, I get all fired up too.
Yeah, it's fun talking.
All right. So I'm a guy and I'm interested in power of integrity. I'm interested in any of the AMP stuff. So I go to thenewmanpodcast.com/AMP as an AMP. And where's that going to take me? What am I going to find there, Brian?
That's going to take you straight to our blog, which is going to have all kinds of free videos and stuff about integrity. That's really the theme we've been focusing on for the last couple of weeks. We break down some of the distinctions that are on the DVDs and do have some other interviews and case studies and stuff like that.
It's a 3-DVD set, comes with a training manual, a bonus CD.
Yeah, exercises, practices, stories. You're going to watch guys getting screamed at on the DVDs. You know that storming exercise in AMP?
Oh, yeah.
Where the women basically throw everything they can at you. They're, like, they'll scream at you. They'll try to seduce you. They'll try anything they can to throw you off your game. And there's like 10 of them. That's like what we do. We basically filmed that for this round.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this might be the most entertaining one yet. Not just the most, you know, valuable.
Oh, yeah.
But this will be the one that you're like, you got to fucking watch this.
Yeah, check this out. Yeah.
It probably is. As a matter of fact, of the people who've previewed it so far, they've said that Power of Integrity has been their favorite of all three.
So I get the Power of Integrity program. What's new for me? What? How am I going to be impacted? Why do I give a shit?
Well, first of all, it's a whole multimedia setup of DVDs, CDs, downloads, training manuals. And what I love about it is this is the kind of thing that a few years ago people had said it can't really be taught. And what we found is that we've been able to break it down into its basic elements so that not only can it be taught, but guys can actually start to embody it, not just as an intellectual understanding, but literally feel it in their body, feel it in their bones in a way way where by the time you're done going through this information, a lot of guys will hear from women, you feel different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the best things that I think I could possibly say about this program. I could go through all the bullet points, all the benefits, all the things you'll get out of it. But in the end, you may very well have the experience of women saying, you just feel different. You feel good. I don't know what it is about you, but
I feel like I really can trust you more.
For sure.
That's usually what you'll find is like when guys are deepening integrity, women trust you, which means they're going to let go. They want to follow you, follow your lead, follow your direction. They're going to want to open up to you. They're going to want to open their minds and bodies and hearts. And that's what makes life worth living is those moments with women.
Absolutely. A lot of guys don't realize how sexy trust really is.
Yeah.
Because when a woman really trusts you with her heart and her soul and her body, it's just amazing the places you can go and the experiences that you can have.
You know, it just hit me too. I get asked all the time from women, where are all the good men? Where are the good men? Well,
yeah, they say, where can I find one of you? That's what I've heard them say. You're being modest, but that's what I've heard them say. Right?
And they're wanting a guy with presence. They're wanting a guy that knows appreciation. They're wanting a guy that lives in integrity. And for women out there too, listening, because we do have a lot of women listeners that are like, buy this for your man.
Yeah.
Hand it out on Christmas morning to all the 10 guys that you wish you could make the cut.
Stocking stuff for you.
All right, guys, anything else?
Yeah. If you're listening to this, we would really appreciate it if you would just leave a comment telling us what you thought of the show, any questions you might have. We really read all the comments and would love to hear your feedback on what you thought about this interview.
All right, guys, thanks so much for being on the show and sharing the information. I'm psyched you guys have been working. I know you guys bust ass on these DVDs.
Uh-huh.
My wife loves to watch them and they make my life harder. So it's not just for single dudes out there. So thanks. Cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Chip.
All right, man.
For more information about the Power of Integrity and the Authentic Man Program, go to www.thenewmanpodcast.com/amp. Thanks for listening.